It's our buddy Vince Wilfork. Hey, Vince.
What's going on, guys?
You could get a pinch hit in the late innings, couldn't you, if you needed to?
Man, look at how fast those balls coming. I don't know. Give me a couple weeks of practice, and then I can get one.
That's better.
What happened to you last week, Vince, man? You stood us up. We missed you.
You know what, man? We was off course because we actually had to work that Monday. So we got all discombobulated a little bit. So I'm sorry, guys.
We're still cool. Hey, what was it like? What was it like going up against another you guy in Frank Gore?
Oh man, you know, every time I play against my ex teammates, man, it's always fun, especially running backs where I get a chance to tackle him and hit him. You know, we have fun. I talked with him before the game and during the game, I was in his ear and everything, and it was just excitement because you know, every week I play with somebody almost. Almost every week I play against someone that I went to college with, and just for us to live out a dream, you know, things we talked about in college and stuff like that there, and we had the highest level playing out our dream. It's amazing. So, well, I got a little trash talking going, and, you know, I'm up on him now because we beat him, so I'm pretty sure he's sad, but at the same time, you know, there's no love lost, and, you know, we're going to continue to keep it rolling, so. But, I mean, every time I play against those guys, I mean, I have fun with them and everything. So, it was a fun day for me yesterday.
Watching yesterday's game, I found myself wondering what kind of guy Frank Gore is, just because as an athlete, he has been through some pretty tough things, two major knee surgeries, you know, falling back a bit at the University of Miami behind all those great running backs, and then getting into the league, not as a first-round pick, but getting in and establishing himself as one of the best players in the league. What kind of guy is he?
Man, Frank is a hell of a guy. I mean, he's quiet. He's no trouble. He's not a type of trouble guy. He don't like the party. I mean, he loves football. And, you know, those injuries he had, that was the main thing that, you know, I was concerned of. And mainly everybody at the University of Miami was concerned of because of, you know, his knees and everything going into NFL with bad knees already. So, and being a running back with those injuries, that's pretty tough. So, he managed it well. I mean, he came back. He worked hard. He came back off those knee surgeries, and he's one of the top running backs that's in the league to this day, and that just says a lot about, you know, his character. I mean, he loves what he does. I mean, this guy right here, he's the type of guy that loves football. He don't care about anything else but football. And, you know, I noticed that when I went to university, when we were in school together, that how much he loved the game. And that's one guy I can truly say that truly loved this game the way that he does. I mean, you got a lot of guys that say they love it and they really don't. But he's one of the guys that say he loves the game. And you could just tell because of his work ethic and everything. So, I look at him like a little brother because, you know, I kind of took him under my wing when he was coming out, letting him know about the business of the NFL and everything like that. There because, you know, coming out of college, you really don't understand what you're about to get into. So it was a lot of things that he needed to be taught. And, you know, I think me and Bianca, we taught him along, and, you know, we kept in contact and everything. He came to see me at the hotel before the game and everything. And it's just like two lost brothers linking back up, you know, when we saw each other. So, but he's a hell of a guy and a hell of a player. And, you know, he should have a long career, you know, if he keeps doing what he does. And I think he will because he loves the game so much.
All right, you're 3,000 miles from me, so this is the time when I'll ask the question. Don't they play any defense at the U anymore?
Man, look here, dude. Look here. I have no idea. First of all, you know, I didn't see the game up here because we didn't get it. We supposed to got it, but we didn't get it. They picked some other Cal game or something.
Some Pac-10 game that you don't want to see.
And I'm like, I get word that they up 24-3 or something at half. And I'm like, man, what is going on? And all of a sudden, it's, you know, we bring it back close and everything. But I was like, you know what? This is not the U. We don't give that. We never gave up that many points. But you know what, man? I really don't know. You know, I really don't know. We took one on the chin again this week. After a while, you're going to start getting tired of taking them on the chin. So it's going to be pretty tough. You give up 4-1 points. It's going to be pretty tough to win a ball game. I don't care what you're playing. So, and we lost 4-139. I mean, even though we came back and everything, but I don't know, man. I haven't seen him once this year on TV. So I really can't point out what's going on. But it ain't good. You know, whatever it is, it ain't good. And we need to get that thing turned around, man.
We can get a TiVo for you. We can get a copy if you are interested.
Man, yeah, I need all the games, Jim. I need to study up what they're doing.
When you get back. let me ask you this, Vince. You know, we talked about the Miami game, and you guys weren't proud of it. Miami pretty much had their way with you guys. What do you think, I mean, in retrospect, what was the biggest adjustment you made from Miami to San Francisco?
Well, for one, I mean, we was a lot more aggressive on defense. I'm talking defense. We're a lot more aggressive with how we wanted to handle and how we wanted to play this game. We didn't let them dictate what we was doing. We made them, you know, we dictated what we wanted to do. We basically did things on our terms. Didn't wait for them to do this and then we'll go do this. No, we went out, started the gate, and just that, like, look, this is what we're going to do. Let's do it. And I mean, everybody was on the same page. I mean, the checks we made, the communication that we made during the game. The first quarter was shaky and everything because they was pumped up and everything. But once we settled down, man, and tapped in, it was lights out. And we knew it was going to be this type of game. We knew this was going to start off. Everybody was going to be pumped up. They're going to start with a lot of energy. And our main thing was just stay focused, stay poised, and fight through that. I mean, after they show us what they show us, we know we don't understand what they're trying to really do to us. So, well, that first quarter, we really sat back and seen what they threw at us. And they threw everything at us the first quarter. But after the first quarter, it was like, okay, this is what they're doing. Let's attack. And once we attacked, we didn't let up. So our main thing was just being aggressive, everybody doing a job, taking care of what they needed to take care of. Trusting one another and communication. That was our biggest thing. And third down, getting off on the field. So, and also starting with stopping the run. I mean, we did a great job of stopping Frank. And he was kind of pissed off, but at the same time, we wasn't, you know. And that was one of our goals, is getting back to stopping playing Patriot football. And that's first start was stopping the run and making the team one-dimensional so we can peel our ears back and get after the quarterback. So, and I think we did a great job of that. So that's going to carry over this week also against San Diego. So, I mean, we're going to look at this film. We want to put this one behind us, but learn from it, see the things that we did well and see the things we didn't do well, and try to take it to San Diego this week.
Hey, do you even remember J.T. O'Sullivan from when he was with the Patriots?
You know what? I remember the name because he was here like in a flash of a second, and, you know, he was gone. But, yeah, we talked about him being here and everything, but I really didn't understand, you know, type of quarterback and all that he was, not at all. But I did remember his name thrown around when he was at the Patriots.
It seemed that one of the keys for you guys was flushing him to his left. He had to make a lot of throws running to his left when it was hard for him to pull that off, being a right-handed quarterback. Was that part of the game plan to get him moving in that direction?
Well, not that direction. Get him moving in general. I think the more we collapse the pocket and have him forced to get out wherever he can get out at, that was a plus for us. I mean, because any quarterback, especially a pocket passer, don't want to be on the run trying to throw a ball. So that's what we did a real good job of flushing him out. I mean, I think that's going to be another thing this week we're going to have to try to do is try to get Rivers out of the pocket, because the more he's in the pocket, the more he's a threat. And we're going to have to bring that to this week also. And plus, you know, LaDainian Thomas. I mean, you name it. This is an explosive offense again that we're going to face, and it's going to be some carryover from this San Fran game to the San Diego game that we need to do to win this ball club. So we're going to do a real good job of it and see if we can come out with a win on this West Coast.
You know, it looks like your league, not your league, your division, is going to be a lot more competitive than people like me gave it credit for being. I mean, you saw Miami yesterday shut down San Diego, and Buffalo lost his first game of the year. Last time we saw Brett Favre, he was throwing 6 touchdown passes. The AFC East has improved a great deal in the last year, hasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, everything is up for grabs. I mean, it's early in the season. That's why, you know, people try to pinpoint who's going to be where in January. You can't do that right now. It's so early. I mean, you have teams playing good ball now. You have teams playing bad football right now, and you don't know how that's going to be 6 weeks from now, 6-8 weeks from now. You don't know how that's going to be. So you got to let it play itself out. Take one game at a time. Take it week by week. And then in January, you look and see where everybody's at, because everything is going to uncover in December. So if you can't win in November and December, that's a problem. So it's good to win ball games when you can. I mean, it's good to win, but at the same time, you need to win when you need to win. So, but it's too early right now to just say where who's going to be the Super Bowl, who's going to be the playoffs. It's way too early for that. So let it play itself out and just take one game at a time.
Hey, would you rather have had San Diego, you know, beat Miami yesterday, go into next weekend all fat and happy, or are you a little concerned that they'll come into next Sunday night now all snarly because they lost yesterday?
No, I mean, it really don't matter. It really don't matter. You win or lose in this league, and it really don't matter. We know this, but they're going to be pumped up anyway because they're playing at home after a win or after a loss. So that's not a big deal. Our thing is just do what we can do. I mean, we can't worry about them coming off a loss. I'm pretty sure they're going to be pumped up. But like I say, they're at home anyways. It's a night game. So they're going to be pumped up regardless. We just have to stay focused, stay poised, and just let everything work itself out and just play good football, fundamental football, and we'll be all right.
All right, Vince, last question. What'd you get Big C for his birthday?
Huh?
What'd you get Big C for his birthday?
I don't know. I got to go find something for him. I'm sending the wife out to grab something. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be something pretty good.
Be something from your heart.
Yeah, it's going to be something good for him. I don't know what it's going to be.
Yeah, go get something for Richard. Yeah, something from both of us.
Just don't spend any more than $25, okay? Hey, just go get him something good.
Yeah, you can always let him hold those great Celtic season tickets that you have.
Like, get out of here, man. He have them, too. He has more than me.
Not like
you.
Not like you, boy. You should have been paying rent there.
Yes. Hold that down. I don't tell everybody that, man.
Vince, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
All right. Thanks,
okay, Vince.
Take care. That is Patriots nose tackle Vince Wilfork.